Welcome to the Unusual Thoughts Podcast.
Yep. Yeah. Some people say I'm crazy. I ain't crazy. I'm just ignorant. I ain't crazy. I'm just ignorant. I ain't crazy. I'm just ignorant. Yo. We got another one. Back to the music, man. Got another one by my brother King Finn. Hope y'all enjoy it. Let's get it. And now it's police at the door again. Seem like don't nobody give a fuck these days. For any reason they gon' hit you up these days. They dropping niggas for a couple fucks these days. Okay. It's not happen, they ain't having much these days. Fucked up. She was only 7. Shots from Mac 11s. Hit her while she's sleeping. Now she on her way to heaven. They really tried to pop her brother over what he rapping. But you know how these niggas be when they aiming these weapons. A pool of blood, she laughing. Now it's another death in the family, and ain't no way her brothers can accept it. Them shots went passing through the house and God ain't intercepted. The circumstances so fucked up and can't nobody help it. Keep repeating the cycle. Get arrested, they life you. Thugging, they gay, they life too. Killing who looks just like you. Granny holding that Bible, but he holding that rifle. Do something else he like to. He needs somewhere to fly to, but he cannot escape it. Watching blood drip on the pavement. Shit, you been so crazy lately. Round here, God don't do no saving. You lucky if you get to see the day end. Plus this probation, couple babies, don't be waiting just to make the payment. Gunshots through the window again.
Yo.
New funeral, it's time to go again. Round the bullet kids laying on the floor again. And now it's police at the door again. Don't nobody give a fuck these days. For any reason they would.
Hey. Okay. Yeah. Man, that's my brother, man. Another one, King Finn. I know y'all hear me singing along in the background, but man, that's my shit. I can't even lie, that is my shit. But anywho, welcome back. This is the Unusual Thoughts Podcast with your boy. It is your boy. I am back, Boogie. I am here. Nah, man, but for real, this me, man, I'm back for another week, episode 9, man, we back. And I thank you guys for, like I said, man, weekly, man, tuning in. I hope you guys spread the word more and more often, man. Just please, 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 please spread the word. Post, comment, like, share, whatever the case may be, man. I appreciate all feedback. But again, man, it's another week. And y'all know how we're going to start this thing off, man, with another week with the Unusual Thought of the Week. I'll be right back to get it to you. Unusual Thought of the Week. This week is, let me see, how can I say this? I think it is self-explanatory. For the Unusual Thought of the Week, I really, really think it's self-explanatory. I think most of us have probably heard a version of this, what I'm going to say. And I think I just want to reiterate it from my own, because I think it's a really, really good one. But through the years, man, I've grown up and I've grown to understand that not much is earned without working for it. Honestly, nothing is. I know sometimes people give you things, but you don't feel nothing behind the things that are just given to you, because you know you didn't put anything into receiving those things. And what I mean by work, like, you can work, but you can be working in a lot of different ways, man. But the work that I'm talking about, I'm speaking about hard work. I'm speaking about work that will leave you drained, that will leave you tired, that will leave you frustrated, that will leave you asking yourself, like, what in the hell am I doing? But you know you're doing it for a purpose. And the reason I say that because I've grown to understand that anything worth having is worth working for. And I mean anything. Anything really, really worth having is worth working for. And it's going to take some hellified work that you have to go into that. But a lot of times in this life, we go through life not living in our purpose. Not living in our purpose, not truly living and being in their true self. You're really not being who you truly are meant to be. You're really, and it's, you know, man, life happens, so I understand why some truly never find their purpose in life. We just do things that really don't drive us, they don't motivate us. So we just doing them. We're just going through the motion. And that's why I said sometimes we're working. It's not that you're not working, but you're not working hard because you really don't have no investment in the work that you do. So you're just pretty much going through the motions and you're getting through each day, however you can get through it, just to get to the next day and do it all over again. But that's not going to get you what you desire. It's just going to get you. Sometimes it'll get you the basic, and sometimes it won't even get you that. You're just like you're not being who you're meant to be. So, I'm asking you guys. One of the things that I want to ask you guys this week, I want you to find something that's worth it. Like it can be anything. What's worth it to you? What sparks your interest? What makes you sit down and be like, man, I wish I could. If I could do. I'm willing to do anything to get to that. Like, what is that thing? What is that? What are those? It may be more than one thing. It may be a multitude of things. It may be a car, house, and sit a room, a closet full of shoes. It may be a ton of things that you may be like, man, I will do anything to get to that thing. And I want you to ask yourself that because if you're telling yourself you're willing to do anything to get to those things, whatever those specific things may be, like one of the things that I want to do for myself, I want to buy as much land as I possibly can. That's me. I want to buy as much land as I possibly can. I want to start in my hometown of Somerville, and I want to move. I want to move on and buy property and land all through Nashville and any other area that I could possibly buy land in. I want to do that because it's not for me. It's truly not for me. I want to do that so whenever I die, I can leave something to my son. Like, I can leave it to him, and when he may be going through life and might hit a rough patch at some point, but I can always look at him and be like, hey, you might be going through this right now, but you ain't never got to worry about no financial situation because you got money that's valuable in that land. It may not be right there in your hand, but you got some money right there with this land. So, and I tell myself all the time, I'm really willing to do whatever I got to do to get there. And I'm finally understanding that in my head, like, hey, you saying that, but actually put the work behind it. So now you're going to have some sleepless nights. You're going to have some frustrating days of doing things that you're motivated to do. You may not want to do it all the time, but you're motivated to do it because you see the big picture at hand. And I understand for myself, like I said, that quote, like I said, anything worth having is worth working for, because that is worth having for me. Like, having that stability for my son is worth having to me. Having that clear conscience that I left him something. So nobody left me nothing. Nobody gave me nothing. But I'm willing. But I'll at some point I'll be able to give that to him, for even for him to pass on to his kids. Because I've heard a thing in the Bible say that you're supposed to leave an inheritance for your kids' kids. So I'm supposed to be willing to leave. I'm supposed to be in able to leave something to my grandchildren. And that's what I'm trying to do. So I want you guys to really, really think about it for the next week. Like, what is something that really, really motivates you? It can be something small. It can just be as small as, man, I want to get these Jordans. And what do I have to do to get these Jordans? It could be something small that I don't recommend to think like that, but hey, that's what some people's minds are. It may be a 15-year-old listening to this, and they don't have no real responsibility. So, you know, hey, man, go get your Jordan, but what are you going to do to get it? You might have to go cut some grass. If you're up north, you might have to go shovel some snow. You might have to wash some windows. You might have to mop some floors, whatever the case may be. you might have to tutor some people, whatever. Like, whatever you that you set your mind to, I truly, truly believe you can do it. And I'm living witness to that. So what I'm asking you guys to do, ask yourself that anything worth having is worth working for. Find out what it's worth having to you. It ain't got to be what's worth having to anybody else but yourself. It ain't what your mama want. It ain't even what your kids want. Your kids don't know. Your kids don't know what you want. They don't have to. It's not even what your kids want. Now, you may want something for your kids, but it's not about them. I need you to focus on you when you ask yourself this question. What is worth having to me? It may include your kids, but it's not about your kids. So I need you to figure that out. I want you to really stop and think about it. Figure that out. And whatever you do, when you get to that point, when you figure out, okay, this is what I want. This is what I want out of life. This is what I want out of my relationship. This is what I want out of my job. What I need you to do is start the process of putting together the steps to get to that point. Don't sit there and look at it and be like, okay, yeah, this is what I want, and I'm going to just do it. No, you got to start putting together a plan. And the plan starts to work, and when your plan starts to get rolling, then you got something. Then you can look yourself and be like, okay, I'm working. I may not have it, but I'm working towards that point. And when you get to that point, man, I promise you, at the end of that, you will be 1,000% satisfied, because you know this. You did something from the bottom of your heart that motivated you, that put some drive in you. And you got exactly what you were looking for out of it. So again, anything worth having is worth working for. And I need y'all to implement that into your lives, implement that into your spirits, into your mind, so we can all get to the next level. Again, Unusual. Yo, we are back. Here I am. Well, I'm back. Ain't no we. It's I'm me. Only, only, only. But man, got to get to a few topics this week, man. It's been a slow week, but a couple things went on, man. That I want to speak on, man. And one of the things that went on, one of the most interesting things that happened this week that kind of, I might even go as far as saying make me a fan. The funny thing about me, man, like, I don't listen to a lot of the new kids. I don't. Like, a lot of the groups and guys out of Atlanta, the new guys, I really don't listen to, or anywhere. I just don't listen to them often. And what normally makes me go listen to their music in whole, I listen to an interview. I watch an interview, and honestly, it made me a fan of, a few years ago, it made me a fan of Kevin Gates, watching a few of his interviews. Lil Baby, I watched his interview, it made me a fan. And the interview that I watched this week was the Offset interview on The Breakfast Club. I have to admit, man, listening to him talk, I still hadn't went and listened to the whole album yet, and I will. I'm listening to that interview pretty much made me say, okay, give it a chance. Give it a shot. Like, give it a shot and see what he's talking about, see how the music sounds, and we'll go from there. Now, I'll be honest with you, I've never heard a whack Migos song. Like, man, that shit terrible. Like, I just don't understand it. Like, some of the songs they be talking, I be like, shit, I don't know what they're saying. I can't even say it's whack because I don't even know what they're saying. But then the songs where I do understand them, I be like, this shit hard. And listening to him on The Breakfast Club, man, when he talking about his kids, the name of the album is Father of Four. And I guess for me, man, anybody, man, whew, being a father, man, it's different. It's a blessing, like an absolute blessing. Like, since I've become a father, I've become one of the most emotional motherfuckers I know. Like, it's unbelievable. Like, just emotional for no reason. I can't watch a movie about a father and a son. I cry. I can't watch all this shit makes me cry. So to hear him talk about his kids the way he do, even to go as far as like to talk about, man, like, when he cheated on his wife, man, and how he had to man up, and the measures that he was willing to take in order to get his woman back. Well, I'm not even going to say his woman. I'm going to say, because let's be clear, that's his wife. To get his wife back, man, the measures that he was willing to go through to get his wife back, man, it's unbelievable. And I cannot sit here and have any hate towards a person that will do that. Like, because I'm not even going to say it's unheard of, because it's not. But it gave me a whole new respect for Offset, and I'm super, super excited to hear his music, to hear his album. I'm excited to hear his album and see, like, man, what he's talking about, man. And when you hear him in the interview, man, hearing him talk about the direction of the album and how he wanted to go about doing it, and he was like, man, like, the swag thing is going out of style. And he said in a few years, and he said in a little while, this style may be gone for good. Like, to hear him speak like that, really, really, it gave me an incentive to go listen to the album. Because he was like, hey, man, it's cool, but, man, you know, hey, man, we got to put some substance into our music. And he was like, man, it's been a father. He was like, man, I had an idea. Everybody thought I was going to come one way, and then for me to come the way I did, he said, that's exactly what I wanted. He said, I did it like that for a reason, because that's how I wanted to come. So all those things, to hear him in that environment, in that interview, to just own up to his problems. Well, I ain't even going to say his problems. I'm going to say his wrongs that he's done. To own up to some of those things that he did, and like, man, I was wrong. And, you know, when you're wrong, man, you have to face it, and you have to face it as a man and stand there, take whatever comes with it. But then you also got to keep fighting for what's right. And then even to go as far, like, not even, like, that was impressive. Then to also hear him speak about the investment that he's made, and, like, how he's trying to have longevity with money. Like, he said, the cars and the jewelry is cool. He's had his fun with it. He said, but, man, I'm into buying properties like condos and things like that, even apartment complexes. And I was just like, man, this dude has literally made me a fan from this interview. And those are the type of things that I like. Like I said in a couple years back, man, that's what really got me on the Kevin Gates. I heard Kevin Gates on the first time I ever heard a song from him. I think it was on the Step Brothers album. Don Tripp and Starlito. I think I heard him on there, man. He had a song on that, on Step Brothers. And I was like, okay, his voice is really cool. Like, it's different, but his voice the song, it meant, like, man, it was just an amazing song. And I was like, okay, who is this dude? And I can remember going on YouTube at the time. And I went and I looked up, I saw his name, like Kevin Gates, on the Star Lead on Don Tripp project. And I just went and looked at a couple of interviews. The first thing I ever saw from him was he was in a some random studio, and, man, he did a freestyle. I was like, okay, it's straight. It wasn't the biggest thing, but, you know, I was like, okay, I liked it. But then I went and listened to a couple of interviews of his, and then I heard him speak, and I heard him talk, and I heard how can I say, what word am I looking for? He exuded, a different demeanor than I was expecting. When you sit down and you actually talk to him, he exuded a different different persona when you talk to him. So it was very, very interesting to hear, but then it intrigued me. It intrigued me to say, okay, who is this guy for real? Like, who is this? Let's see. Let's see what he's about, man. That song that I heard, the first song I heard was Leash on Life. It was Leash on Life from Starlito and Don Tripp. It was Leash on Life on the Step Brothers project. Like, if you've never heard that song, man, please go listen to it. Absolutely amazing song. And it just, pretty much what it says, man, trying to get a hold of life. So, but listening to his interviews, and it just made me a fan of Kevin Gates. Like, and I think 21 Savage, I know Lil Baby has made me a fan from an interview. I know like I said, I think Offset, like I said, I'm not going to just praise it all the way because I hadn't heard the album, but I will listen to it to see what I feel about it. But I think he's going to make me a fan of him and then his music, which I don't have a problem with. Like, I'm not against any other young rappers. I just want you to have some type of substance to it. Like, it ain't got to be, you ain't got to give me Black Power and like motivational things all the time, but at least I need you to have some type of substance to it. Whatever that substance may be to you, it may, on Offset, it sounds like it's more about his kids and more about his wrongdoings and his relationship with his wife. So, you know, whatever the case may be, the fact that he went that route, man, I am truly, truly appreciative of it, and I can't wait to hear this album. I'm truly excited to hear this album to see what all the hype is about, because a lot of people are telling me that it's really, really good. So I'm excited to see and just hear it and get my own two cents on it. So Offset, more power to you, brother. I'm happy that you got your wife back. Stay in your kids' life. Keep being the father that you are. I'm excited about it, man. That's all I can say, man. But listen to this song. This song's so hard, bro. Yeah. Yeah. Come on now. Damn.
Stepbrothers. They shooting up schools. Ain't the only ones that suit up with tools. Hey, the amendment to plead the fifth. It's my second, it's rim. I drink on silk. And the reason is this, it's in the pen who only focuses keeping a phone.
Let me see. Damn, with unexpected times, I keep my sneaks on tight.
Had all the mission over, see, be right, though. Might be locked up tomorrow, but we free tonight.
Free tonight.
Girl, we look out and get a leash on life. Only right, we know. Please don't judge us for the past we chose. Put the love in, homies in me signs.
Man, like, that shit is hard. Like, god damn, I forgot how hard that song was. But that song pretty much introduced me to Kevin Gates, man, and just made me a fan. But like I said, the interviews made me a fan of his. The song intrigued me, but the interviews and to hear him speak made me a fan of his. But man, from there, man, I got to talk about how I should have brought this up first, because I know y'all motherfuckers want to talk about it. Oh, man. My owner, and I say my owner because I am a fan of the New England Patriots. My owner was caught in Florida. My owner was caught buying some pussy. Man, y'all are trying to crucify the man. Like, come on, man. Oh, my God. Okay, so couple things I gotta say about this. Number one, I don't think it's that big of a deal that he went and bought some pussy. I don't. I'm sorry. Y'all may say I'm wrong. I've never personally done it. But I don't, if that's what you want to do, bro, go, that's, hey, it is what it is. As long as nobody's getting held against their will and somebody else making them do it, man, if you want to go buy some pussy or whatever else you want to buy, go buy it. If you got the money to do it, go buy it. So that's my first thought of it. Like, when I first heard it, that's the first thing I thought of. I was like, man, they trying to kill the man because he went and bought some pussy. The man's 78 years old, 70-something years old, 6 Super Bowl rings, and y'all want to bitch about him buying some pussy. Like, man, get off that man dick. Let that man, he trying to put something else on his dick, but y'all in the way. All you niggas in the way because your team ain't winning no Super Bowls. And damn it, we're going to keep on winning Super Bowl because ain't none of y'all can do about it. Ain't no little purchasing of the pussy going to stop these Super Bowls from coming. And on that note, I would say if we get Golden Tate, we really going to kick y'all ass because he wants to become a Patriot. And I hope we get him just so we can rub it in y'all fuck niggas' faces and win another ring next season. Just to put a bow on it for all you fuck niggas. But I'm playing. But like I said, I hope, like, it more of a story has to come out. Honestly, let me get away from the jokes. More of the story has to come out because they said he might be a part of a bigger operation, a sex trafficking sting that I think the FBI was doing, but I don't think that Robert Kraft had anything to do with that. I don't think he had any knowledge of that. So I don't think that will affect him in any way. So I'm not too concerned with that. And like I said, I hope that those women, whomever they may be, I hope those women were not held against their will. And if that's what they decide to do, is what they decide to do. I just hope they were not held against their will. So that's all I'm gonna say on that. Again, we're gonna stick with football. Jason Witten just announced that he will be leaving. He will be leaving the Monday Night Football crew, going back to them sorry-ass Cowboys for a one-year deal. One-year deal worth $3.5 million, and with incentives and all those things, he can make up to $5 million. I'm not mad at Jason Witten. If he thinks he can still play and get out there, catch some balls, make some blocks, and hey, man, so be it. He's never been hurt in his career for the most part. I don't think he's ever missed a game. I don't think why he played, he just retired for under. It hadn't even been a full year yet. But he retired, and I think that he never missed a game for the Cowboys. So if he think he still can play, man, and they was missing his leadership last year, I think he could have helped them last year, especially in some tight situations. So I'm not against him coming back. And just to be truthfully honest with you, like I said, I'm a Patriots fan, but I'm not a hater. Like, I don't care what other teams do. I want every team to do everything they can. Like, if they think he's going to come back and help them, so be it, man. I know Dak is happy. I know Zeke is happy. So, hey, man, go. Congratulations to him. Man. He did the Monday Night Football crew for this past season. I think he did a solid job, man. I do. I think he did a good job. So, for him to come back, man, is, hey, man, go for what you know, man. Just be safe and get your ass kicked next year by the Patriots. That's all I can say. So, staying with football. Oh, my goodness. Antonio Brown. So, first things first, this ignorant fool went and got his mustache dyed blonde. Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious to me. He looks crazy with a blonde mustache. He's probably a little bit darker than me, but got a blonde. Hey, man, whatever. So it's funny. But as of right now, he's not signed. I think that the Steelers will trade him to try to see what they can get for him, because he is on a contract, I think, for the next 2 years or 3 years for the Steelers, and he doesn't want to be there anymore. The Steelers did go ahead and do Le'Veon Bell a solid by not franchising him. I think they placed the franchise tag on him. Not the franchise, but the transition tag. Or they didn't. So they didn't place anything on him. He's a complete free agent at this point. And he can pretty much sign with any team that any team that'll pay him. Because I'm pretty sure that's the team that he's going to go to, the team that's going to offer him the most guaranteed money. Because I always thought that Le'Veon Bell, it wasn't about the yearly money. I mean, it wasn't that, because I think Le'Veon Bell understands, like, man, no running back is ever going to get $20 million. Because at the end of the day, you as good as you are, and it's a few really, really elite running backs in the league, but they may not can get you 1,600 yards. A steady running back may not get you 1,600 or 1,700 yards, but they'll get you 1,000. So, you know, like James Conner came in this year and made a Pro Bowl replacing Le'Veon Bell. So, you're not going to get a $20 million a year contract. At least I don't think so. But I don't think it was ever about that. I think it was more so about the guaranteed money. See, the guaranteed money is a thing that this is what I'm going to get. Like, I know this. I think if the Steelers would have came to Le'Veon Bell, hey, we'll give you 17, but we'll give you $35 million in guaranteed money. I'm pretty sure that he would have signed there and he would have played last season. This is my opinion. I really, really think that it was never about $20 million. Yeah, of course he's going to go that high, because you're supposed to, in negotiations, yeah, you're supposed to start high and try to get to a common ground anywhere in between what the team want to pay you. And hell, you got to think about it. The team was paying him. He lost $14.5 million this year by not playing. He lost 14, so he was making money. Like, it wasn't like they was paying him eight, like, was lowballing him, but he was getting 14.5 with the franchise tag. It was just no guaranteed money. So the only thing he wanted was guaranteed. So I think in the middle, they could have met at 17, gave him some guaranteed money. He would have been on the field last year, and I'm pretty sure that they would have made the playoffs if he had played last year. So I'm looking forward to see where he lands. There's a couple of teams. Of course, there are plenty of teams that are interested in him, but nobody has made a formal offer. As far as Antonio Brown, I think he has come out and said that he would like to play for the 49ers. You know, they got Garoppolo coming back. So I don't know how – I'm interested to see how that plays out. It's just funny to see – as being a Patriots fan, it's funny to see the Steelers going through this hellhole that they are going through. And I hope it continues. So in back-to-back offseason, you lose your best running back and your best wide receiver, pretty much your best two players. So I hope it continues, and I hope it goes on as long as it possibly can. So I'm not going to say fuck the Steelers, because I have people that's close to me that are fans of the Steelers, so I'm not going to say fuck the Steelers. But it is. But it is what it is. That's what I'm trying to say. Moving on from there, but staying in sports. We're going to stay around sports. Go on and get this out the way. The NBA, man, NBA season, All-Star break is over. We are in the home run stretch of the NBA regular season. It's always a long season, 82 games deep. It's a grind. It's a grind, and we all know that. But right now, man, LeBron is back from injury, and the Lakers are not looking good right now. They're just not. But it's not the end of the world. It's just not, because the teams that are in the 6th, 7th, and 8th spot in the West, they're losing too. I think since LeBron has come back, I think the Lakers are – they won last night. They won. They beat the Pelicans last night, barely, but they beat them. And I think since he's come back, I think they are 4-6, if I'm not mistaken. But anywhere around there, but they're still under 500. And they're still out right outside the playoffs. But like I said, I still have faith in LeBron that he will make that final push to get them into the playoffs. Now, I'm hoping that they get to the 7th seed, because I don't want to see them in the first round against the Warriors. I just think this it'll be a wash. Like, they will get swept easily if they meet up with the Warriors in the first round. So I do hope that he finds a way to put his Superman cape on and get them to the 7th seed. I think they need to. It's like the rotations are bad, so you never know what to expect out of the rotations on a night-to-night basis when you watch the Lakers. So, excuse me, took a drink of water, excuse me. But on a night-to-night basis, you just never know what to expect out of the rotations, and guys will come in, they'll have a good game, one game, and then they'll have a DNP for the next three games, and it's like, why? Coach's decision, like, why? So, the rotations are all over the place. All, like, literally all over the place. So, I hope they can figure it out. But like I said, they're in the home stretch, and I still think, regardless, I think Rondo's going to play a huge part in this, too. I think Rondo will also help them at least make it to the playoffs. And I know y'all have heard me say this before. Any team with Rondo on it in the playoffs, it's hard for me to bet against them, because Rondo is a different animal when the playoffs come around. So that's just what it is. Around the league, though, of course, the Pelicans still have Anthony Davis, but I hate what they're doing to him. It's like, it's just a terrible look. They're only playing him 21 to 23 minutes a game. It's awesome. Just stupid. Like, talking about we're going to lower the risk of him injuring himself, and the only reason they're playing him that much is because the league told them that if you sit him out, we will find you every game you sit him out. And I just think it's just a bad look. It's a bad look for the Pelicans. It's a bad look for Anthony Davis. It's a bad look for the league. Like, last night when they played the Lakers, he had 22 points in 21 minutes or 23 minutes. It was like right there together. He almost scored a point per minute. And then with 4 minutes left in the first half, No, 4 minutes left in the third quarter, they just took him out and didn't play him again. I just think that's unfair, like, to fans. I think that's unfair. That's just, and I rarely talk about fans and what they want, because it doesn't matter what you want, fans. Like, get out your feelings. It ain't about you. These are these people's careers, and this is what they want to do. Yes, they want to entertain you, but it's not, you can't always get what you want. So I rarely talk about fans in that situation. Like I said, I'm a fan, and I want to see them play, but it's not about me. I guess they're doing what's in the best interest of the team, but I still don't have to like it, personally. I don't have to like it, and I don't like it. But what else is going on around the league? James Harden, historic 30-point streak has ended. He ended the other night when he had 28 points, and I'm interested to see how they play going forward with Chris Paul coming back and he's playing good. I'm interested to see if James Harden will be willing to give the ball up and let Chris Paul have I want to see if he's willing to give the ball up and let Chris Paul dictate how the offense is run sometimes too. Because, like I said, I think a couple of sports analysts have said this, like, you have to give him, you can't continue to play like you play without him, because that's not going to be beneficial to the Rockets' success. So I think that they have to get back to how they played a little bit last year, where Chris got a turn, James Harden got a turn, James Harden and Chris, like, they take turns with it. So, and I think James Harden is kind of having, I think with the first couple games back with Chris, and now that Capella is back, I think he was having a hard time of relinquishing the ball a little bit more in order to let the offense, like, the ball move a little bit and let the offense flow a little bit better. So I'm interested to see how they finish the season off. The Warriors are the Warriors. They lost on a fluke. I hate to call it a fluke. I hate to call it that, but that shot last night that D-Wade hit, got blocked twice, and he grabbed the ball, shot it off his right foot, off the glass, high off the glass, and made it. Good shot. Not going to hate on the shot. Y'all know how, well, y'all don't know how I feel about D-Wade. That will be a later discussion after the season is over, when I'm not going to rain on his parade right now, because I think he's going through the best send-off I've ever seen. Absolute best send-off I've ever seen. And on the side note to that, Dirk finally said it, because I thought I was fucking crazy. Dirk finally said it in an interview after the Clippers game the other night. Dirk finally said, he was like, I guess they're going to make the decision for me. I knew Dirk has never come out and said that he is retiring after this season. And they're treating him like he's going to retire. So I'm happy he said it, because I've been saying that shit all year. I'm like, why is everybody clapping for Dirk? Dirk never said he's going to retire. Like, why is Dirk in this All-Star game? Dirk never said he was going to retire, but they had to do it because D-Wade going this one last dance. I guess they just threw Dirk into the one last dance with D-Wade. And I shout out to Doc Rivers, man, what he did for Dirk out there in the Staples Center, man. Absolutely amazing. That was beautiful, because Dirk is really, really good, man. He's had an absolutely terrific career. Man, he's an absolute terrific player. Like, MVP, Finals MVP, one team for, this is 20th year. So, 1,500 games, top five in scoring. Like, he's just absolutely unbelievable. So, shout out to Doc Rivers for giving Dirk that moment, which Dirk has been getting those everywhere he's been around the league this season. But I just knew that he did not say that shit, that he was retiring. And I need my brother to hear me. I hope he listens to this and he hears me say, I told Joe Blackass that he never said he was going to retire. They just lumped him into D-Wade's one last dance, and he getting his one last dance with D-Wade. But anyway, man, D-Wade hit the shot. Great shot. Oh, man, I just never seen a shot like that. Like, especially after getting it blocked twice and shooting it off your off leg. And good shot, though. Beat the Warriors, I think, 125 to 126. So, I'm not – hey, man, it is what it is. The Warriors, they, you lose games like that. When you lose on a shot like that, like, a piece of you want to be pissed. And then another piece of you is like, that guy's great. You got to live with that. Like, you gotta take that one on the chin. So, shout out to D-Wade, man. I'm really hoping that they can make a push to making it to the playoffs. Let me make sure. I want to see exactly where I want to see where the Miami Heat are in the standings of of the NBA right now, because I don't know off the top of my head. I don't know it off the top of my head, but I do want to see, because it will be after all of this year, after this whole ordeal with the One Last Dance and everything that's going on in the NBA, it would be really, really cool to see him get into the playoffs just one last year. Now, do I think they can win anything? No. But just to see him there would be pretty cool. And right now they are in 10th place, and they are in 10th place with 27-33, and the 8th place Hornets are 28-33. So they are a half game behind the 8th spot. So they got a shot. They do have a shot. They have a legitimate shot. So they have a legitimate spot to make it to the 7th. Maybe even, I would say the 7th. I don't think they'll make it to the 6th. But I think they have a legitimate shot to make it to the 7th seed if they make a big push towards the end. So I'm excited to see that, man. I do want to see them making it to the playoffs. And man, I predicted that the Cavaliers were going to win 13 games this year, and they've won 14 so far. And I'm kind of pissed about it. But, anyway, Cavaliers are terrible. The Nuggets. The other night, man, something happened at the – who was it? Who played? The Nuggets and OKC Thunder. And a kid touched Russell Westbrook, and he didn't push him. They tried to make it seem like they pushed him, like the kid pushed him. He touched Russell, and Russell made a big deal out of it. But I do understand where Russell's coming from. That you can't have people coming out there touching you because you can't react. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know what's going to happen when someone reaches out and touch you. And the NBA is the only sport where the fans are that close, where they literally can reach out and touch you. They can stick their foot out and trip you if they like. But I do understand where Russell was coming from. I think he kind of blew it out of proportion. Like, it was just a lot. He put a lot of mustard on it. Hey, it is what it is. But right now, I want to talk about my MVP race right now just a little bit. I'm not going to go too deep into it, man. We got a large sample size of guys this season. But I know the top three right now, the top three is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis. Shit, I thought I had it in my head. I had it just. Fuck. Man, I'm mad at myself. I thought I had it. Antetokounmpo. I thought I had that name down packed. And I just got on here and just fucked it up. And I'm mad at myself. But Giannis, Giannis, the top three MVP. Giannis, James Harden, and Paul George. And right now, for me, everybody is hyped up about James Harden, 30-point streak, and I understand it. But he averaged like 41 over that streak. He didn't average 30. He averaged like 41 over the streak. So it's absolutely great what he did. But for me right now, man, Giannis is playing amazing. I think their team has the best record in the NBA. Yeah, they are 47-14, and the second best record is it got to be Golden State. The Raptors are 45-17. So they're the third. So the Warriors are the third best in the league. The Warriors are 43-18. So the Bucks have the best record in the league, and I understand why people choose him. But I'm going with Paul George, man. Like, Paul George has been absolutely amazing this year. Like, this is by far, they are third in the West right now at 38-22. They're third in the West. But what Paul George is doing right now for that team, it's absolutely amazing. And like, to sit there and watch him night in and night out play the way he's playing, taking on the responsibility that he's taking on, man, it's good, man. Like, I can't lie. Paul George is right now, if I had a pick in the MVP ballot, valid box, how do you say it? Like, MVP, if I had a vote, I'd just say that if I could vote for MVP, Paul George would definitely get my vote this year because he's just been amazing, man. Not only has he been amazing scoring the ball defensively, like, I think he's number two in the league behind his teammate Westbrook. I think they're number one and two in the league in steals. The defense has been tremendous. So he's a two-way player. And it's not like, and the steals for me, they don't always mean a lot to me because a lot of guys that's really not great defenders would lead the league in steals. Like AI did it a couple times. Steph Curry has did it. And let y'all tell Steph Curry can't guard himself. He can't guard his own shadow. So, you know, like the steals don't really mean nothing. But I sit down and I watch Paul George and I watch him play and I watch his defense and I watch the way he plays in his league, man. And in this season, it's just been unbelievable to me. So he will be my pick for MVP this year. And I think I'm not going to lie. It's close. But it's not as close as people, for me, it's not as close as people like to make it out to be. I know they're not first in the league. I know they're not first in the West, but they're a good team. Don't nobody want to see them. They're third in the West, like I just said. Nobody wants to see them in the playoffs. I think he's put together a resume this season to be the MVP. And like I said, I hope it don't get overshadowed by James Harden 30-point streak. And Giannis, like I said, I think Giannis has had a really, really good year. I really do. I'm not mad at him. He's even trying to expand his game and coming out and taking jump shots. So I'm very impressed with Giannis. And I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve it. Like I said, it's just my opinion that Paul George has been better this season. So I think that is... Oh, before I get off my sports, the last thing I'm going to say about sports today is... A very close friend of mine is a huge fan of this guy, and I hope that I can take her to a game one day to see him in person because she absolutely loves this guy, and it's none other, and this is baseball talk. I don't know much about baseball. I only became a fan of baseball because of her, but this friend absolutely loves Bryce Harper. Like, when I say loves him, I can't mention his name. The first thing she says is, his fine ass. That's my white crush. That white boy fine. So it's always funny to me. But Bryce Harper finally made his decision. He has signed a 13-year deal worth $330 million. Holy shit. Holy shit, 330, that's the biggest contract ever in Major League Baseball. And I would say this from seeing him a couple times, play a couple times, and she, like I said, she's a big baseball fan. He's worth it. He worked every dollar of it. 13 years is a long contract, but they don't have a salary cap in baseball, so they can do shit like that. But he just signed with the Philadelphia Phillies, and he will be a member of the team for 13 years, $330 million. And she's excited. I think what I might do is I might surprise her with... No, I can't say it on the air. Damn, I almost gave it away. But anyway, that's the last thing I'm going to talk about on sports, man. I'll be right now, like I said, the last thing we talk about on sports, I'll be right back with you guys to give you the movie of the week, man. This movie, I'm pissed about it. But this movie of the week, I watched it. Did I watch that movie? Maybe this past weekend. And it caught my attention, man. And it's a really, really good movie. So I'll be right back with you guys to give you that movie of the week. Yes. We are back. And I got to give you guys the movie of the week. And I know you guys heard me say that I was pissed. And I am pissed about this. I'm pissed because I thought I was going to be the only one that would talk about this movie, but the guys over at the Joe Budden Podcast saw this movie and they loved it just as I did. And the reason I think it's Mall Brother Biggs had something to do with the movie, but it's neither here nor there. I got to talk about the movie called OG. OG is a movie that I found on HBO. Man, I'm going to tell you the truth. I actually looked up on this movie. It was probably 3 o'clock in the morning. I was up thinking and writing and planning and doing some things. And it was like The movie was probably 15, 20 minutes in, and I watched it from that point on. And then the next day I went back and I watched the entire thing, watched the movie in its entirety. And I love the movie, man. The actors, the main actress in it is Jeffrey Wright and Theotis Carter. And this movie just came out in 2018. And I just give you the basis of the movie, man. Lewis is in the final weeks of his 24-year prison sentence when he encounters Beach, a newly incarcerated young man who offers him much-needed friendship, although it's not without unfortunate complications. And the movie pretty much, man, like you just said, guy was getting ready to get out. A young guy comes in, and the older guy, of course, trying to give him some game, trying to tell him to keep his head on straight. The young guy's like, fuck that shit. I'm going to do what I want to do. I got to get my name up in here, because I think the young kid had a long prison sentence of like 50 years, I want to say. I want to say it was a lot of years, but he had a chance to get out, but he was going to be old by the time he got out. So he had some years on him. And he was like, man, I got to get my name right so they can respect me here, so people won't mess with me. So he was with all the fuck shit. And the old head was just like, man, hey, look, hey, man, it's bigger than that. You better move the right way. Try to move the right way. And the gangs in there wanted the young guy because, of course, in prison, you got gangs, and it was so-called wars in the prison. And, you know, and the older guy was just trying to keep him out of it. So I think you guys will really love this movie. Like, I know I say it all the time. I try to give you guys a movie that I personally enjoy, music that I personally enjoy. But you guys would really, really like this movie, especially for somebody that likes a good storyline. You'll really enjoy this movie. So if you get a chance, man, go to HBO and check out the movie OG. OG, exactly like that, the letter O, the letter G. Go check the movie out, and I think you guys will love it. Again, I have to thank you guys. I got to thank you guys, man, for giving me a piece of your day, a piece of your time, your listening ear to hear me ramble on about a little bit of nothing every week. Again, I want you guys to go listen to it on all platforms. Go find the podcast. You can find the podcast on all platforms. Search Unusual Thoughts, and I promise you it should be there. I want you to comment. I want you to like. I want you to share it. Share the podcast, man, so we can try to grow this thing and try to get more people into it and take this thing to new and more exciting levels than it already is. And again, like I do every week, when I end this thing, you can fit in. Just be unusual when you do it. I'm out.